Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I know there's still a lot of confusion, and that's why I am the legal analyst. No, I don't. You know, I'm pretty confused by it too. But there, I think there's more information. Yesterday, when we talked about the Puff Daddy thing, they had unsealed that indictment, right? I think because it had been a sealed indictment, and then they had just unsealed it
yesterday.
So the media hadn't had a lot of time to go through it. We could have Snowcone try and go through it, but it's usually better. No offense to you. But but when some other legal analyst goes through it and looks at it and breaks it down and says, okay, here's what's going on. One of the things that I saw more than once today was several of these timeline things, they point out everything that happened legally before this, because you kind of forget how many times he was accused of stuff. There were several lawsuits against him. And then I completely forgot about the video of him punching that girl in the hotel lobby.
Right.
Do you even remember that? I mean,
I don't remember it.
I remember it now. Yeah, I remember it now. But when he got arrested, I went right back to, okay, they raided his house. What did they find? Right. I forget about these.
Remember his Instagram video?
Separate lawsuits.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I was messed up.
Man. Yeah, that's right. He apologized. Yep. I didn't remember it until you said it just now. So the big news was that they wouldn't give him any bail, right? He's being held without bail. He's being held at this jail in New York that people say is one of, if not the worst in the country. It's as bad as it gets. Maggots on the floors and all kinds of stuff. Bad place to be. And he's stuck there. He can't do anything. The DA there did a press conference, talked about some of the things that he's been accused of doing. There are quite a few things.
Between at least 2008 and the present, Combs abused, threatened, and coerced victims to fulfill his sexual desires, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct.
With several of his children watching in court, Combs pleaded not guilty to charges he led a criminal enterprise that subjected young women to violence, use of firearms, threats, coercion, and verbal, emotional, physical, and sexual abuse.
He used the embarrassing and sensitive recordings he made of the freak-offs as collateral against the victims.
So
is he just, so all this is so,
you got
painted in a way that it doesn't sound to me like, of all that they're saying he did, then is he just, and I'm not trying to minimize it, but is he being charged with assault and blackmail?
Forced sex.
Right.
Yeah.
Rape?
Or forced labor and sex trafficking. This forced sex would be the coercion that they're accusing him of using. He's filming these freak-off videos
that
he
make people
do. Yeah, I think so, right?
And then why don't they just say what he is?
Because he's also violent. They're saying that he dragged people.
It's a violent crime.
That he dragged people, kicked
them.
They do in the indictment. You just have to go through it. That's the thing. There's so many things in
there. Here's what he's charged with. Blackmail? Assault? Assault with a deadly weapon and sex trafficking.
He's charged with racketeering. They do say it. Racketeering, sex trafficking, and transportation to engage. Well, something with prostitution.
Three charges.
Trafficking and something with prostitution. There's also a bunch of stuff in there. I shouldn't say a bunch of stuff, but there's stuff in there about methamphetamine, cocaine, drugs, that he had drugs and he's taking them across state lines. I think that's probably the least of their concerns, but it's not surprising, right? If you were investigating this guy and he's throwing these parties, that there were a lot of felonious drugs that he was transporting.
It seems like they're mixing the message. The message with he's a bad guy doing bad things and using his money and power to make people do things. That's not good, but I'm not sure it's illegal. Give me the legal stuff just say that. Just say he's, you know,
racketeering is what they said. Racketeering, sex trafficking, and then whatever this transportation to engage in prostitution is. I don't know exactly
and
what
so
that means.
And so all of that
sex trafficking
is crazy to me. Like, those charges, and if he's guilty of these, he should go to prison. This is my thing where I'm going to defend Diddy. People have been charged with much worse than that.
and they didn't get
bail.
And they didn't get their houses raided, and they didn't get
at least got bail.
Yes.
I mean, how do you say no bail? People have gotten a lot worse than that. People have murdered people and gotten bail.
Yeah.
How does he not get bail?
So
I mean, I guess he's a flight risk
for sure. And I do think they stopped him from leaving the country.
But how much of a flight risk is he? I mean, people know him.
Yeah, but if he gets to another, if he hires someone to take him to another country.
I know, but I'm saying as a flight risk, you know, wherever
he's not going to get on an airplane. He's got his own.
He's got private plane.
But if I got to Mexico, there's a good chance no one's going to recognize me. People are going to recognize him.
No, but he'd have to go to a country where he didn't think they're going to extradite him.
Right.
That's what he'd have to do. Or it would at least be a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah, they'll recognize him in Russia, but...
Right, but they don't like the United States, so they'll say you can't have him back. So the indictment alleges that Combs ran this criminal organization, which is basically Bad Boy. The criminal organization was a combination of Combs Enterprise... Or what else do they call it? Combs Enterprise or just Enterprise. It's basically Bad Boy members. Mm-hmm. And it had a different name in paperwork. Bad Boy Entertainment. So, and, you know, he founded that label in 1991, 92, 93, somewhere in the early 90s. They say... And I'll just read directly from this thing here. It says, on the surface, these businesses work to expand Combs' media, entertainment, and lifestyle endeavors. That's all fine, right? But the indictment claims that they also carried out a number of crimes that Combs is bidding, including forced labor, sex trafficking, narcotics distribution, because of all the meth and all that stuff, supposedly, narcotics distribution, arson, kidnapping, and obstruction of justice. I put a pin in arson. I meant to go back to it. What was the arson thing?
I did that.
I couldn't.
It's
I never
one of the
found
first
it.
Things I saw in the indictment, and then I go back and I read the whole thing. And
where's the arson?
I see threat of arson.
Okay,
mentioned
they say,
later.
But they say arson. That's one of the things. Arson, kidnapping, obstruction of justice.
I went to look for it, and all I found later was there's a threat of arson.
Okay, so that's why maybe I never saw anything about it. So you got forced labor, sex trafficking, narcotics distribution, arson, kidnapping, obstruction of justice. Then there's also a separate count of sex trafficking concerning one unnamed victim. Which, what are they called? It's one unnamed victim. It's like victim one or something like that. The grand jury also charged Combs.
Victim one.
They also charged him with transporting female victims and commercial sex workers across state and country lines on multiple occasions with the intent that they engage in prostitution. The way that he operated this business is textbook, they said. We're talking about controlled prostitution and scaling that up to an enterprise organization that is really well-funded. So... that's where you get your sex trafficking. Even if these girls were sex workers to begin with, which maybe some of them were, maybe some of them weren't, I don't know. They're accusing him of forcing these girls against their will to continue to engage in sex work and then forcing them against their will to travel with him across state lines, across country lines. And they also, if you read through some of the stuff, if you remember the video of him hitting that girl in the hotel, there are allegations that he was physically... abusive to these to these people, that
he would
kick them, he would drag them, he would punch them. It's in here somewhere where they talk about that, but you read that too, right, Snoko?
They list everything he did, and he's very violent.
There was a lot of physically violent stuff.
A lot of it.
On top of the secretly filming these people partying, which you've coerced
violence.
Them into doing. Mm-hmm. So, Lazo, you know what? I think the thing is, you say, people have done much worse things that have gotten bailed. We kept saying, why are they raiding all of his houses if they're just interested in him? You know, he had strippers there and forced some guy to give her a dollar. Like, how's that a thing? I think it's possible that the reason we're so confused is because the government looked at this and maybe they thought they were going to get some sort of charge. Who knows why they were originally investigating? Someone made an accusation. Then they start following his organization and it's so much worse than they ever thought. And you get multiple agencies involved, the DEA, the FBI, the police, they're all looking at this thing and going, holy crap, this is huge. And they end up doing this years-long investigation where we get this massive thing of charges. And it is possible that as this stuff starts to come out, I think the reason...
Somebody put a list together. I don't have it in front of me, so you can Google it or look for it on Twitter. It was a list of people who resigned their jobs the day after he was indicted.
Okay.
And it was pretty crazy to see. Like... just a coincidence, but it was like four record execs, a prosecutor somewhere.
Really?
Like, it was a list of people who just sent in a letter of resignation. It was probably 20 people the day after he got indicted, which, you know, went to court. Like, maybe those are just coincidence. That's what the person said. Maybe this is coincidence, but boy, that seems weird.
Well, and I did read also that victim one, is it victim A or victim one? The unnamed victim, they are speculating that is the girl that already sued him.
Okay.
Because they're looking at the timelines.
I think that was his ex, Cassie?
Yes, and they're looking at those timelines and saying
it's probably her.
It could be her, yeah, or maybe they're even saying it's probably her. But I think it's possible that, I hope, because my initial reaction to all of this was, why is the government doing this? Why are they raiding his house? Why does it look like this? You know, this. Why is this happening? He's a hip hop producer who parties. Why are they doing this? But I think it's possible that they looked into this and went, guys, it's so much worse than you thought. This guy is maybe an evil person.
It was really high up.
This wasn't just money-hungry people who were trying to sue him to get some easy cash. That maybe these people were scared, and once one person finally filed the lawsuit, the second person said, you know what? You had the bravery to do that. I'm going to follow your lead. And that's when they said, okay, you know what? I'm going to stand up, too. And it wasn't just about getting cash from someone who's rich and getting an out-of-court settlement. It was about getting justice, because this guy, if this stuff is true, they're painting him as a huge piece of ass.
I mean, no bail when he could pay $50 million.
Exactly. So
that's bad.
I think there's so much more to this. Obviously, it's bad. If you had these charges against you right now, any of us would think, well, this is too much. I can't handle this. It's obviously bad. But I think that as they start getting into more specifics, it's going to get worse. I've now kind of changed my opinion on this whole thing from, this is such a massive waste of money and overproduction by the government trying to make the law enforcement agencies look like they're doing their job when it just seems like an easy headline. But the more that we're learning about it, it's like, okay, this guy might have been a bad dude. A bad dude, and he might have been really abusing people.
Evil, yeah.
Like an evil person. Like, if this stuff is true, we're talking about a psychopath.
Yeah.
Are we not?
Yeah.
And I know, what was his son accused of? That was a separate thing.
Sure.
But yeah, you can look up. There was some stuff that was going on with the son, but it's hard enough to keep just the puffy stuff straight. It says, according to the indictment, federal officials found multiple firearms during the raids, including three AR-15s, which had their serial numbers defaced.
Out,
so you're thinking, this guy's rich, you're allowed to own guns, buy some guns. But instead, they
getting stolen
they,
guns.
They're getting guns and with no serial numbers on them, which is a major no-no. That's a felony, bad felony right there. Maybe this is just a giant criminal organization.
It seems like it.
I mean, where was he making all of his money in the last 10 years? Just from the royalties?
I mean, he had Ciroc. He had a bunch of different companies, TV production. I mean, he had a lot.
That seems like it's been a while, though, right?
Right. He was a billionaire.
I was confused how he was a billionaire, too, though.
Right. Like, well, Jay-Z, I don't know. You know, you're taking Jay-Z for it in a song.
No, yeah. I mean,
that Jay-Z called him the first billionaire in a song.
No, like, he is a billionaire, or was. And also, I think he had to, like, forfeit a ton of stuff in that affidavit. He had to forfeit all his houses, all his cars, like everything.
Yeah, he had to hand it all over. But I'm just saying,
he just lost everything.
The way they describe this thing and this whole group moving across the world, I'm thinking, where is the money coming from that's pumping into this so they can continue to live this lifestyle? Who knows? Maybe there was other illegal stuff going on, but maybe he'd made enough money from those royalties and from the vodka and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's sold
a lot of money being sold
for a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So
a lot.
Well, he's in a lot
of trouble.
Somebody
said a billion, but I don't know if it was a billion, but it was a lot.
I guess my question would be, I want to...
Jay-Z says he was the first billionaire, so...
I would like to think that if this guy wasn't a celebrity, and he was making his money doing whatever, from Wall Street, or it could be from the music industry, but nobody knows his name, that if the feds had looked into this, they'd come to the same conclusion. My fear is always, are you trying to make an example out of somebody?
Yeah, of course.
Is this what everybody does? But the more that I'm reading about
what everybody does.
Well, not everybody, but a lot of people. A lot of rich people.
But I don't think he's doing anything that other people don't do. How about that?
But then, well, when you look into him assaulting these women over and over, that's where I'm like, okay. And they're saying he's an evil guy. If that's true, I don't know that every rich person who likes to party is,
no.
Beating women and holding them against their will. I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Right.
I'm just saying I don't think that's like the norm.
Those stories are more salacious because it's him.
Of course.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. Are they filing these charges and doing all this because they need to or because it's him?
Because what I said earlier, they don't ever just say the charges. You see what I'm saying? Like when they talk, it's very, like Snowcone was saying, it's vague. It's these big grandiose ideas. He used his money to persuade people to do. It's all these things that people don't like, but when I hear it, I'm like, I'm not sure everything that you just said there was criminal. What you did was paint him as a very evil person, and I understand that, but it seems like all the charges are vague. Like, there's no, like, hey, Bill Cosby was like, hey, person number three was drugged at this comedy club and woke up with her pants down and Bill Cosby on them. Right. We just don't see that in this. That's
no,
my thing.
You're just
right?
starting to get it. I mean, there were 10 people that...
And maybe there will be, like, person number three accuses him of this on this day.
Yeah, we've got
that,
person number one. We've got victim number one. And
but I just don't see a lot of that exact, like, here it is.
There were 10 sexual assault lawsuits filed against him, which is a lot.
Right.
And they do name these victims in the media, trying to figure out who they are. I think the stuff might start coming out slowly. But those are big charges to say, hey, sex trafficking, racketeering, and whatever the third one is, transportation of prostitutes or whatever that third charge was. Those are big ones. And you're like, okay, wow, Puff Daddy, racketeering, sex trafficking?
Right.
What is it? But then you get into it and you're like, it's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Before we get out of here, I got one of these.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I know. But before we get out of here.
Josh's got a football game playing in the stadium, son.
It's a nice stadium.
Yeah.
I got to give you, before we leave, one of these, you know, would you do it sort of things.
I sent him,
would you do it?
You know, messages.
To pep them up?
Yeah, and, you know, I sent him, since both of them were little, I've driven them to so many sports across the country. We get in the car every time, about 10 minutes before we get there, I play Allo Black, the Man. And we just listen to it. That's it.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Yep. We just listen to it, and then I drop them off, go get it. So... today, he's taking the bus to the game.
That's good for morale.
So I sent him the song. Just
play it on speakerphone.
There you go.
Play it for the bus.
I know you got it in. Go ahead and listen to it. There's an app where you can see what other people are listening to. And I saw the other day, Yeo had to drive to, like, McPherson College to play there, like 2 hours away or something. And I looked at his playlist where he's listening to. And about 10 minutes before he got there, he played Allo Black, the Man by himself.
Boom. Like, all there right. you go. That's his
play that at my funeral song. Son.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that. All right. Well, before your funeral and before you get out of here, I do have one more thing that I want to talk to you about coming up. Just one of these, like, you know, is this a bad person sort of deal? Remember the lady who stole the chicken wings from the school?
Yeah.
I felt bad that she went to prison. You guys said, no, she stole from the mouths of children. She sold them. She had to. There's no way she ate that many chicken wings.
I know,
she
that's what I'm saying. So, like, did her husband own a wing place?
They must have sold them to restaurants. I don't know. But that you don't eat $1.6 million worth of chicken wings in 4 years. I don't think. I mean, maybe you do. I know Chris Jones from the Chiefs offered to try and get her out of jail, but it wasn't a money thing at that point. She was in trouble. I felt bad for her. You said she stole from kids. I get that. I was torn, but I landed on. I felt bad for her. So I got a similar thing coming up here for you.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
All right, so here you go. Are these people bad, or do you feel bad for them? This one's probably not as difficult as the chicken wing lady. The chicken wing lady, I think there are good points to be made on both sides. This one, I think, is probably a little more one-sided. So this is New York City, public school system, okay? Mm-hmm. At the New York City public school system, they came up with this enrichment program for homeless students who lived in shelters or temporary housing or whatever. They're homeless students who stayed in shelters. And they said, you know what would be nice is if we got some money together from the school district and got these kids trips to Disney World. We'll get them tickets.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be a good... That's enrichment, right? We'll get them travel down there, and we'll get them the tickets and everything so they can go to Disney because they've never been, and it doesn't look like they're going to be going on their own anytime soon. So we'll send them to Disney, right? So one of the employees who works for the school system apparently decides, you know what? I'm going to take a couple of these tickets. I'm going to take my kids to Disney.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use this money, and I'll just book it through an outside travel agency so they don't notice. But it'll still be a paid-for trip by the school, and I'll just take my kids. So apparently that's what she does. She goes and takes her two daughters.
Do the other kids go, too?
No. No.
Wait, so how many kids are supposed to go?
Well, that part's not clear. Whether or not any homeless kids got to go to the park or not, it doesn't say. But it does say that this woman seems to have been the first person who was kind of in charge of these tickets. She uses them, takes her kids, and as other people come along, she encourages them to do the same. This is exactly what you're talking about earlier, bring it around full circle. You don't have an affair with someone who doesn't have as much to lose as you. Well, you don't bring an employee in on a scam unless they're in on it too and have just as much to lose, which is what she did. She encouraged these other people to use the tickets and use the money.
I wouldn't even be that big of a deal if she said, I took me and my kids and the other kids got to go too.
Okay. No,
like that happens. But now you went and the other kids don't get to go.
She's stealing.
You're in trouble.
These are at least two or three people.
Figure out a way to get those other kids there. That's it. Like, I'm not opposed to you, you know, skimming off the top here. And you know,
but no matter what, every ticket that she used was at least one.
I'm not stealing bread from the mouth of decadence, is what I'm saying.
Right, but this doesn't seem like decadence because each one right, that each ticket that she stole would, even if homeless kids did get to go to Disney, each ticket that she used for someone else, for her family, was one less. They didn't have an infinite amount of these tickets, right, okay. and they had a limited amount of money. And that money, I mean, it wasn't just, here's some tickets, find your way down there. They were paying for these trips. There was supposed to be some sort of chaperone person who's supposed to go around and look for these kids. The whole thing is a giant cluster, but this woman takes her family, and then what she does is says, you know what, I think there's people around me that know that I did this. I'm going to tell them to do the same. It sounds to me like she's basically giving them the tickets and saying, hey, take your family to Disney. Book the travel through an outside agency and keep your mouth shut. She's literally telling them to keep their mouth shut about it.
Investigators say six employees of New York City's public school system took their own kids and grandkids to the park and on other trips. The trips are meant to enrich students who are living in shelters and other temporary housing. A whistleblower pushing that investigation, the Department of Education says the six people no longer work in the public school system.
Okay, so they got fired. There's a whistleblower. You know, just like any big scandal, there's got to be a whistleblower. But I'm a bad person. I would do lots of bad things. I would take those chicken wings and not feel so bad about it. No. The kids are still going to eat. Whatever.
That's my thing. If the kids still went to Disney, then who cares?
But, okay, so here's my thing with this,
though. If they didn't, then you're
here's my thing with this. Even if some kids did go, I'm going to know when I go down there that this money and these tickets were for homeless kids. And it's at least one less child that got to go to Disney. Yeah. And that money was meant for them.
Yeah, but at least let me roll with you with this, where I think you'll agree with me. You got these tickets to Disney, right?
And money.
So, you know, you took three people. That's three. Say they were going to take 50 kids. Now you got 47, right? In my head, we can go back to the people who gave us this money and say, hey, we don't have the money for three. I'd try to get that money for them and still skim off the top.
Well, if you can just do that and you're not getting other people involved, but instead you've got six employees all taking their kids and grandkids.
That's bad.
Right.
I say you do it for yourself and then try to get the money some other way for these kids. There's like three kids who can't go. Whoever gave you those tickets is probably going to cover the extra three.
It looks to me, though, like this person, this Wilson person, who's supposedly the one who started all this, Linda Wilson, it looks to me like she only thought she could get away with this if she got other people in the office to do it with her. That's why she was encouraging them to go, because I think she was afraid she would get in trouble. And my thing is, I'm with you. Once you have six people with kids and grandkids, but I'm saying even if it was just me, as a bad person, even if it was just me and my two kids, I think that whole trip would feel very dirty. Me. I took the money and I used an outside
not
travel
me, because
agency.
In my head, even if I didn't, in my head, I'd be like, we're going to get these kids to Disney. I'm going, you know what? When we get back, I took three people out of the money. Nobody knows. I got to hustle to get these three kids there. Well, That's it. That would be my job.
Well, then, if you're going to hustle to get that money, then hustle to get that money anyway and get three more kids down to Disney. But don't take your kids down to Disney.
I got
to
take my kids.
With that money. She probably didn't have to. I mean, look, I don't know how much money she made.
Disney's expensive.
She wasn't homeless. Right, but these kids are homeless. They got no chance of going down there.
Exactly.
Unless someone gives them tickets.
She probably didn't have any chance either.
Maybe.
Right?
But she's got a job.
She's staring at a chance. Yeah, she's got a job, but Disney's expensive.
Go ahead and try to,
if you got two grandkids you want to take to Disney, go ahead and try to book that right now.
I get the appeal. I'm saying, though,
we're talking it's thousands and thousands of dollars.
I know, but it's different than money. And I get it. I'm a bad person. I would steal from homeless kids.
Disney.
If they said,
you going to Disney?
Oh, I can't.
I know, but I'm saying if you had a chance.
Would you steal from the homeless?
So say we got this thing. They came in here, and they said, "Hey, you've got 50 trips,
for homeless
to give
kids?
Away to Disney to people who need it."
Yeah, I get.
You got 50.
I'm taking them.
I'm taking one.
Yeah, I'm taking one.
I'm taking one, and I'm putting a different name on it
for sure.
And I'm going to Disney. There's no doubt about it. And they're like, "Well, that was meant. Whatever.
I don't care.
I don't care either. I'm going.
Meant for Bomb Pops.
Right. I'm going. Me and the boys haven't been in a long time. Last trip, we're going to Disney, and I don't feel bad about it at all.
I'm so close.
He's never gone. He's really excited. Trust me, he's going to love it.
Yep.
I'm close. I'm almost here with you guys. Nope. And the thing is, if it were money, I would literally steal that money from homeless kids. If they said, "Here's a pile of money that you're going to use to buy tickets to Disney," I would gladly steal some of that and say, sorry, tickets were expensive. You thought it was enough money to buy 50 tickets. It was only enough to buy 10 because I stole a bunch of money. I would do that. My thing is, this is a trip to Disney. I don't have to have the trip to Disney. And I think the whole time I'm down there spinning around in that cup, I would think, God, I shouldn't. This is a homeless kid's ride. Yeah. I'm 42 years old. What am I doing here? No. Why did I take this?
I mean, maybe I know if you're going alone, I'm taking my kids. Make it feel a lot better.
Maybe that's it. Maybe if I just because I don't have kids.
If I sit there myself, I don't even like it that much. I'm just at Disney and whatever. Then maybe I start to feel bad. But as soon as I see my kids smile, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Okay. All right. So,
right.
All
right, so like, we just said it. Two guys with kids. You got 50 trips to give away via Twitch to people in need. It's Christmas time and the radio station is doing a big promotion. You're taking a trip, right? You're taking one of those out of the 50.
Oh, I would take that, too. Yeah. I would take that. I don't know, but the way you're saying
like, we have 47 to give away.
Yeah.
Three people who could really use it didn't get it. Sorry.
Yeah, if the radio station.
I have 47. What do you want?
Yeah, then it's for whatever reason it seems easier. Something about this money being school money and all that. So, do you think this woman is equal to the chicken wing lady, better than or worse than the chicken wing lady?
The
lady
I don't understand the
million.
Chicken wing lady.
She
so
solely stole over $1 million worth of chicken
right,
wings from the cafeteria.
Like, so if
she ordered them that they didn't need,
I know. But if chicken wing lady stole the chicken wings,
yeah.
And then opened up a chicken wing store.
Yeah, whatever she did.
Right, I think that's... I mean, nobody can eat that many chicken wings.
No, I think she sold them.
So, to who?
I don't know. To restaurants, maybe? I really don't know.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, restaurants have people that they go through and buy. Like, she just roll up and be like, I got chicken wings? I don't think people are buying those. I think she had to sell them herself. Like
she might have, yeah, just like individuals.
A chicken wing store. Like, she was a chicken... So, if she stole the wings and opened her own chicken wing store... And made $1 million selling chicken wings that she stole from the school, and the kids still ate.
The kids still ate. That's the thing.
They just didn't have their chicken wing day.
She was over ordering chicken wings.
Yeah.
And then she was either selling boxes of chicken wings to people like you and me, saying,
which doesn't make any sense.
Well, if you say, I got this box of frozen chicken wings, and they're normally $500,
look,
$50.
I understand that point, but that's $1 million.
But she didn't make $1 million.
That's a full time job selling $1 million worth of chicken wings. Ask a food salesman right there.
It was over years.
Your brother sold food. How much chicken wings could he sell?
Right.
She had to open up a store, make them herself or something.
I don't know.
I'm proud of her.
But the bottom line is she stole over $1 million worth
of
chicken wings.
I'm proud of her.
So you think she's...
I respect the hustle.
I don't hate her at all.
No,
I don't hate
the Disney lady.
I want her out of prison. The Disney stuff, this woman telling the other people what happens here stays with us, and she's getting people to go
that
on this
I
trip
don't like,
too.
But if she just took
like
the
it.
Disney thing and took her grandkids, then I'm like, I get it. I understand.
I like her. I like the chicken lady better. I would fight harder for the chicken wing lady. Stealing trips from homeless kids to Disney, and again, it's not money. You're just going down to Disney World, which I get it is fun, but is it really fun when this is hanging over your head that some kid's up in New York sleeping under a cardboard?
I'm telling you right now, you got a bigger conscience than me.
No, I don't think I do.
It does not bother me at all.
Okay.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
That's
man,
it, man.
People on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, they're with you. They all feel guilty about taking that trip.
Homeless kids, man. That's my thing. When you say it like that, like if the chicken wing lady, if they said she stole it from homeless kid shelters and they went hungry. Well, then I'd be a lot madder at the chicken wing lady, this feels closer to that because I don't see where any of these kids went on trips. Now, maybe they did, and the media is just not telling us, but they had these enrichment programs, and the only people they mentioned going are all these school employees taking
their kids.
Yeah,
I don't like that they all did it, but you know,
right.
One person like me, I'm like, I'm good.
But that's just it. I don't know that she could have done that. It seems like she was saying, I got to get
up. But I would not be riddled with guilt there when I was there. That's the thing. Like, so
okay.
What you're really getting to is the point. Like, would you do it? Would you not do it? I probably wouldn't do it if I was a school employee. Like, the risk versus reward is too much, so I probably wouldn't do it.
Right.
But you're saying if I did do it.
Could you enjoy it?
And I got my kid, and we're doing that morning breakfast with Mickey Mouse. Do I feel guilty while that happens?
Yeah.
No.
I would.
I don't feel it at all. Snow Cone, do you feel it, like, inside of you, the guilt, or are you like, this is awesome? Snow Cone, do you do all that?
Uh-huh.
Do you feel guilty while you're at the park? Like, do you feel guilt or shame? You're at the Mickey Mouse breakfast with your kid.
I think I'd enjoy it in the moment. I could see in the downtime between the breakfast and the rides in those moments being like, oh, it shouldn't have been me. Mm-hmm. But during all that, looking at him, he's having a great time. I'm having a great time. No.
Yeah,
your kid having a great time.
And your downtime when you're laying in the pool watching a movie
on
the big screen, like the downtime at Disney ain't downtime.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah,
it's not like you're going to.
I could see myself struggling a little bit, but as long as I see him happy, having a good time, and like you said, if I can, I'm thinking I'm getting those kids to this trip.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm thinking there was 50 kids. We took three. 47 are still going.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
47 homeless kids are going. Because of me, because I run the enrichment program.
I'll figure something out to make sure they get to go.
Yeah, we'll get it. Yeah. Those three kids will go. We'll figure it out. We'll get another time next year.
I'd push it off for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you came up with this 47 kids are going, which is not in the story at all. So that's a huge part of it. But yeah, okay.
Anyway, Walt Disney, good show. Stay positive, kids.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.